Lifted high into the air. Alley-oop out to center ice. Jugnauth has it now in his own zone for the Badgers. Trailing 1-0. 12:50 to go in the third. Jugnauth to center ice. Gains the center line and then dumps it in deep. Duke is the first one there to play it off the back wall. Duke takes the return pass but is hit by Horbach off the puck. But Wise collects it for the Badgers at center ice. Gives it off to Gildon. Gildon, top of the nearest circle. His wrist shot is blocked by Kuhlemans up front. Gildon follows up to get it below the goal line. Wise has control of it. Being watched closely by Jugnauth. And Wise spins around, throws it below the goal line. Cam Thiessing collects it. Thiessing spinning away from Kuhlemans. Centering pass right through the slot. Finds Maroney. His wrist shot is blocked up front. Never reaches the net. And Jugnauth able to get it just enough on end and all the way down the ice into the Ohio State zone. Badgers get a change. Thiessing in his own zone. Plays it back to his teammate and defenseman Maroney. Maroney through the neutral zone into the Badger end. Puts on the brakes, peeling away from pressure, stops at the goal line. Throws it right on net from that sharp angle. Mo makes the save. Kuhlemans has it tied up in his skates. Puck squirts loose to the near side. Helped out to center ice by Stramel. DeSaint Falls spins back, couldn't get it. Regula has it for Ohio State as the Buckeyes move it around the perimeter and now get it through center ice into the Badger zone. Halliday to his knees, steers the puck into the corner. Singleton is there, plays it off the near boards. McWard with a quick one-timer. That's blocked up front and never reaches the net. Badgers failed to clear it. Comes out in the slot. A wrist shot by Lori is blocked. A lot of bodies in that slot area. Tough to get something through there right now. Halliday in the far corner, had it in his skates, taken away momentarily, and now it finds its way to Stramel. Stramel's pass deflects off of skates, comes back to Vorlicki, who has to peel away behind his net as he's being harassed and chased by Halliday. Long lead pass tipped in by Bantle at the far blue line. Couldn't get it deep, however, and now the Buckeyes control. McWard has to peel away from pressure, go back behind his own net, knocked down as Bantle's slow to get back up and get back out to center ice. And a Buckeye laying down on top of him. It's backhanded deep into the Badger zone and off the far boards. Badgers trying to get it out, trailing 1-0. Dextimer's pass hits a skate, bounces around, finds its way to Vorlicki. Vorlicki gets it on the tape of Caulfield. Brock in the offensive zone. Drop pass for Singh. Wrist shot right on. And Dobish makes the save. Leaves no rebound. So he'll take a faceoff to his right with 10:42 to go in the third. Badgers trail by one.
There's a difference between a world-class goaltender and a youngster, let's put it that way. That was a great shot by Stang. No rebound. Tried to keep it low to try and come off the pads with it. But Dobish is better than that.
Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Face-off in the Buckeye zone to the right of Jakub Dobish. Badgers trailing it by one. They've outshot the Buckeyes 26-23. Right off the face-off, it goes just wide of the net. Mersch ties up his man, pinning him up against the back wall. Jugnauth pinching in, makes Dunlop retreat below the goal line and now try to get ahead of steam, and he does get it out to center ice. Dunlop takes the return pass, and he's got some wheels on him. On his backhand, throws it right on Mo, makes the pad save. Puck controlled finally by Jugnauth, or Lotch for the Badgers. Lotch will lift it high into the air to the Buckeyes' blue line. Brickney has it now. Bricky plays it to the near side and played out to center ice by Duke. It'll go all the way into the Badger end to the right of Moe. Pass by the Badgers. Jugnauth is just off the mark for Malmquist too far, and that allows the Buckeyes to take over control. They come back through the neutral zone. Travis Treloar has the puck on his stick. The right-hander lets the shot go. That's deflected. Goes through the blue paint partially and then just wide of Jared Moe. Back at the blue line. Regula holds it. He'll get it down low. Hops over the stick of Sedlocha. Jugnauth delivers a check on Treloar. Sedlocha with it now on his tape. He'll backhand it towards the point to Regula, who snaps it to the far side. Maroney one-times it off the back wall. Controlled by the Buckeyes' Treloar. Treloar backhands it to the point to Regula. Here we go around the horn again. This time Regula walks it to the middle. He'll give it off to Treloar, who walks to the slot, throws a wrist shot on that's blocked out front again. 3-4 Badgers in that slot area trying to take away shooting lanes, and the Buckeyes usually have a player or two themselves in that area.
Yeah, there's a lot of people going over to the bench with their hands on their stick on their thighs. Badgers are tired.
Buckeyes get in the offensive zone, but a pass goes off Stramel's skate and deflects out to center ice. McWard now back in his own zone, has the puck roll off his stick momentarily, plays it out to center ice to Thiessing, who brings it back into his own zone, plays it off the glass, at the line it hits Stramel. Stramel's got some help, gets it to DeSaint Falls. DeSaint Falls with a backhand pass, didn't realize that Gildon was right there with Cruz Lucius, and he breaks up that pass. McWard in his own zone, plays it off the near boards. Thiessing is bumped up against the wall by Stramel. Badgers keep it in. a grinded out physical game. As you mentioned, teams wearing down here in the third period. Who will make the next mistake? The next goal, obviously a big one in a 1-0 game. 8:30 and counting in the third period. Buckeyes dump it into the Badger end. Vorlicki is there first. Vorlicki has Gildon right on top of him. Gildon steers it up front. He got it to Wise, who sent a pass right through the slot that goes all the way back to the point. Tyler Duke able to keep it in as he plays it around the boards. The captain Wise bumped down from behind by LeMaster. Puck goes into the corner. Thiessing plays it back towards the point. Bricky will snap it along the blue line to the far side by Duke. Duke will play it below the goal line. Goes past LeMaster. Thiessing has it now along the near boards. He's hit by Bantle. Knocked down to the ice. Bantle trying to pry the puck loose out of his skates. And again for his trouble. Thiessing knocked down a second time. This time by LeMaster. Buckeyes able, though, to maintain control of the puck and keep it deep in the zone. Wise had a centering pass. He had it taken off his stick, and it went right through the slot. And didn't see Moe didn't see it right away at first, but luckily for the Badgers, it didn't go in the net. Thiessing now behind the net. Has it poked away from him by Vorlicki. LeMaster helps it along the near board. First swat attempt by Bantle is denied. It does get over the line finally. Stang backhands it deep in his own zone. A pass doesn't click for Bantle. It goes right underneath his stick from Caulfield into the Ohio State zone as they regroup. Long lead pass as they come in on the attack. Singleton looking at the top of the circle, slides it down low. Controlled by Burnside. He'll slide it back to the point. Maroney over to Regula. Regula plays it well wide of the net, off the boards intentionally to Halliday. Halliday trying to hold it off and shield his man away from the puck. That's Dexheimer. Stang can't get it. Prods it back behind the net. Badgers get control. Here's Donovan now. Picking up the feet and moving it. Gets it to Smolanic, who goes with a cross-ice pass that bounces into the far corner. Maroney will play it off the far boards and out to center ice. Kulemans picks it off. He'll wrist it right back into the zone as the Badgers have to touch up to get onside. 6:40 and counting in the third period. Badgers trailing the Buckeyes 1-0. Cross-ice pass goes right into the body of Tate Singleton, who didn't know where it was. And then he took a hit and didn't like it from Owen Lindmark and had a couple of chops and a jab and a cross-check in the back of Lindmark. Shot right on. Moe makes a save. A rebound attempt by Cassidy flutters off his stick harmlessly well wide of the net. Badgers cleared out to center ice. McWard with a lead pass off the stick of Cassidy and deep into the offensive zone is the deflection. Kulemans partially fans on as he tried to ring it around the boards. That allows the Buckeyes Guzzo to take over control of it. Keep it in the zone. Lotch ties up his man up against the boards. D. St. Fall brings it behind the net, then just loses it right off his stick with nobody on him at that moment. Allows McWard now at the point to walk towards the middle. Snaps a wrist shot right on, and Moe makes a pad save. Rebound controlled by Lucius. Gets it out to center ice off Stramel's stick. He'll poke it as he jousts it right towards D. St. Fall, gets it back to Stramel. Got a man with him. That's Lucius. A backhander slides it. Dobish makes the pad save, denying Cruz Lucius, who tried to get it to his backhand and lift it over him, but he couldn't do so. Biggest save of the night for Jakub Dobish. Keeping the lead 1-0 for the Buckeyes. Timeout here with 5:42 to go in the third. We'll take a break. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, who trail it 1-0 here late in the third period of play. Badger fans, remind you, Fossil Olsen is just another B2B company. They are local people in our community. They support the Badgers, our military service members, and they are here to help. Customers come to them with problems and leave with solutions. It's that simple. Fossil, where industry meets innovation. Puck controlled along the near side by the Buckeyes. They play it towards the middle and break it out of their zone as Thiessing plays it towards the middle. Then it's dumped into the Badger zone. And they'll go all the way back to the Buckeyes end after the icing call.
Well, that was kind of weird because the largest man on the Badger defensive core had the opportunity to jump about 9 feet in the air in order to get that little lob pass that was there. So if it went over Lotch and made it all the way into the defensive zone, it was a legitimate icing.
Gut check time here for the Badgers, trailing it 1-0. Can they find a way to grind one out and get a goal here and make this thing interesting down the stretch? In some ways a tie would feel like a victory after the way this thing has gone here tonight. Off the faceoff, it squirts behind the Buckeyes net. They clear it all the way down the ice, just content to take whistle after whistle and slow the pace of this thing down, that's for sure. And an icing call on the Buckeyes again.
I'm not so sure with the success that the Badgers have had on offensive zone or defensive zone faceoffs. Lindmark being the guy he and Stramel are the 1-2 punch, that Ohio State is a good strategy for them to try and take more defensive zone faceoffs.
Ohio State just a shade under 50% on the season on faceoffs entering this weekend's play. The Badgers dominated last night, but the Buckeyes win this one. They fail to clear it, however, as Jugnauth gloves it down. Gets it down low. Stramel ties his man up in the near corner. Wise tries to lift it out of the zone. Can't do so. Goes below the goal line. Stramel's there. Spins away from a check. Forehand pass comes off the boards to Jugnauth at the point. Jugnauth tries to spin away. Loses control of the puck, but D. St. Fall has it. Matthew running out of real estate. Tried to send it down low. Instead, it deflects off a skate and up and out of play. I think Matthew realized that a turnover here would be costly. It would send a Buckeye going the other way, and so he had to try to just throw it for the corner.
But I would be in a situation, if I'm Jugnauth, he'll get a stern talking to. Instead of trying to dangle one-on-one with that guy, just take the shot on net.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the opportunity. He was on his forehand. Just take the shot on net.
That old no shot is a bad shot, especially when you're under 5 minutes to play and trailing by a goal. See if he can make something happen. Buckeyes try to clear at the line. Kuhlman's body was over the blue line, but his glove was reaching back, trying to knock it down and field it in front of him. He was unable to keep it in to keep the Badgers onside, and so a faceoff just in front of the Buckeyes bench.
Yeah, and everybody is going to be fighting for every inch of real estate that they can have here in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, as you said, get a shot on net and get a whole bunch of bodies to the net. It's going to take a rebound or a deflection to get something by Dobish tonight. Lotch will lob it into the offensive zone in the far corner. Peeling away from trouble is Lori. Can't get it out of the zone, however. Bantle with his long reach has it along the far boards, chops at it. Caulfield follows up and dumps it in deep. Around the boards it goes to the near side. Stang trying to get there. Can't do so before it's sent out of the zone. Caulfield at center ice, spins around in his own zone, gets it to Lotch. Lotch loses control of it, has it taken away by Dunlop. But the Badgers get it back. Stang plays it ahead to Lotch. Lotch will backhand it off the boards to Bantle. Bantle has some help up front, trying to get it to him. Chopped that by Lotch as he just spins around on the backhander and sends it right over top of the cage. Kuhlman's from the goal line, sends it towards the front of the net. Knocked down is Bantle, who's gone over several times tonight, head over heels all the way down to the ice, and had a Buckeye land on top of him, and he is slow getting off to his bench. He is a tired fellow, that's for sure, and frustrated at that. Welcome back to the ice after an extra week off of game action.
Well, the interesting part for me is that Carson Bantle is one of the best conditioned athletes, and for whatever the reason tonight, he has seemed to fumble with the puck.
Yeah.
And he's had some tough times.
So after the icing call on the Buckeyes, since they couldn't make the change, head coach Steve Rolick has elected to use his timeout. So we'll get one as well here. 1-0 our score. Buckeyes on top of the Badgers. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Shop Menards today and save big money. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Available in a variety of styles and finishes, find the perfect faucet for your home with Moen's wide selection of kitchen and bathroom faucets. Moen faucets are great for resisting water spots and fingerprints. Save big money on Moen faucets at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers trail the Buckeyes 1-0 with 3:58 to go in the third period. They've got an offensive zone faceoff here. Need to find a way to get something on the board and tie this thing up here. And then see what happens from there. Stramel to take the offensive draw for the Badgers. Matched up with Jake Wise. Wise has it in his skates, and the Buckeyes captain steers it to the far boards. And they get it out to center ice, where De St. Paul now winds it up in his own zone. Gives it to Smolanic, who fumbles it, then sends it over to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans with it. A long lead pass off the stick of De St. Paul. I've seen a number of those again. Just passes bouncing right off the stick of the Badger player, not able to control. And the Buckeyes send it out to center ice again. They will certainly clog up that neutral zone now on their own blue line. Kuhlemans trying to wind up with a head of steam, being watched closely in his own zone, though, by Tate Singleton. Kuhlemans, long lead pass to De St. Paul at center ice. Hits a streaking Stramel right up the middle. Stramel, drop pass for Lucas. Lucas gets around one defender, but loses control of the puck. Stramel now has it below the goal line. Stramel, the freshman forward, gets it back to Jugnauth at the blue line. His first shot attempt, or just attempt to keep it back into the zone, fails. Lori gets it out to center ice, and then Jugnauth loses his stick.
Yeah, I think they're going to call a hand pass against Bucky. That would be my impression of it. Jugnauth lost his stick.
Oh, no, they're calling interference. Jugnauth, who lost his stick, elected to just interfere with Lori, they ruled. And so it's even worse than the hand pass. Jugnauth is going to the penalty box. He didn't realize probably that he had help behind him. He had his fellow, the blue liner, and had Stramel streaking back. Might not have needed to take that interference call. But now the Badgers have to more than just kill with 3:11 to go here in the third period. They need to create some opportunities the other way. They have four shorthanded goals this season themselves. It's not the nine that Ohio State has and can boast bringing into this series this weekend, but the penalty kill unit right now is a dangerous one. Lindmark, Horbach, and Lucius have all tallied for the Badgers this season on the shorthanded situation. Lori back in his own zone. We'll bring it out slowly. Long lead pass on the stick of Halliday. Holds off a check, sends it back to McWard at the blue line, plays it over to Lori. Lori back to McWard right up the middle. He'll send it back Lori's direction on the far side. Lori gets to the dot, sends it over to Halliday. A one-timer by McWard. It goes just wide of the net. Halliday controls along the near boards. 2:30 and counting in the third period. Slides it back to McWard. Back to Halliday. Halliday goes down low with it to the captain, Wise. Wise to Halliday. Buckeyes content to just play around the perimeter here unless there's a great opening or shot attempt. Time is on their side and the scoreboard in their favor as well. Halliday with control of it, top of the near circle. He'll drop it for Wise. Goes back up top to McWard. Badgers kind of just sitting back in their box as well, not putting much pressure on the perimeter on the Buckeyes. Going to need to do that as well here. They do just that and cause a turnover. Vorlicki gets it to Lindmark, who has to wrist it all the way down the ice as he's out of gas, so the Badgers can get a change. 1:50 to go in the third. 40 seconds in the interference call to Jugnauth. Badgers trailing the Buckeyes 1-0. Badgers won it 4-0 last night. Dunlop in over the offensive blue line. Puts on the brakes, slams it off the boards, back to the point to Bricky. He goes cross to Maroney. Or Duke, his shot goes well wide of the net. Dunlop controls along the near board. Dunlop, centering pass for Thiessing, is picked off by Mersch. Takes a whack at it. It'll squirt all the way along the boards on the far side. Lemaster stops it below the goal line. Off the stick of Stang, he can't deflect it out of the zone, however. Lemaster slips up on his own accord. Gets back to his feet. Puck in his skates momentarily. A centering pass finds its way to Dunlop. Fakes the shot, then puts it right on Jared Moe, who makes a big save for the Badgers, keeping the deficit just one here with 1:12 to go in the third.
Well, I would assume that if the Badgers can get the puck down the ice and Jugnauth comes out of the box, I would assume that Jared Moe is going to escort him right over to the bench, and the Badgers will have the opportunity to pull their goaltender. A last-ditch effort, but with only 1:12 left, there aren't a lot of options.
Nope. Got to take some chances now here and see if you can get something going in the final seconds here of this third period, trailing 1-0. Badgers control off the faceoff. Kuhlman's with it along the near boards. He'll backhand it cross ice as Jugnauth comes out of the box. The Badgers back at full strength. 105 and counting here in the third period. We reach the final minute of regulation play. Kuhlman takes it all the way back through the blue paint, trying to hold off Burnside. Needs to pass the puck and get rid of it. Does just that finally. Lucius with it now through center ice. As heading to the bench is Moe. Badgers have the extra attacker. They turn it over. It's sent out to center ice. Hustling after it is Cassidy on his backhand. Puts it to his forehand. Shoots. It's stopped by Bantle with the open cage and a man up front. Controlled at the blue line by the Buckeye. Sent out front and shot into the net by Davis Burnside from the high slot as the Badgers were caught chasing the puck. Couple of them laid on the ice, and the Buckeyes get the dagger here at 2-0 with 31 seconds to go in the third period.
Empty net goal took the wind out of all their sails. There's no question about that. I think if the Badgers had have had control in the neutral zone instead of turning it over with the Kuhlman situation, I got a feeling that it would have been a different story because the four people that they had out on the ice were very good.
So face-off back out at center ice is Davis Burnside, who was a minus two last night, gets the empty net goal. The freshman forward gets his 11th of the season for the Buckeyes. And they now have an insurmountable, it would seem, 2-0 lead with now 18 and a half seconds to go in the third and a stoppage as the puck went out of play.
Yeah, Lindmark just kind of tried to flip it softly into the corner and it gets up in the air and it catches the netting on its way in. So 18 and a half left. Get the puck deep.
Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers. Pulls it back to Stramel. Plays it ahead. Smolanic trying to get it deep into the zone. Can't do so. Donovan will wrist it in deep. Dobish stops it behind his own net as the final 8 seconds and counting here, ticking off the clock. And will be a disappointing result for the Badger team in a game effort and a grind of a game. It's the Buckeyes that emerge victorious, salvaging the series split. And one more whack on the back of the pads from Mason Lori as the horn sounds to Jack Horbach. As the Buckeyes celebrate with their netminder Jakub Dobish, who returns the favor on Jared Moe. It was Moe who got the shutout last night. Tonight, it is Jakub Dobish who pitches a shutout against the Badgers in a 2-0 victory for Ohio State and a series split between these two Big Ten teams.
Well, interestingly enough, as at the end of the game rolls down, the shots are even at 22-22. Technically, there's only one goal scored. The empty net goal I don't consider to be, even though it is a goal on the score sheet, it's not like they outworked them or did whatever to get it. I think that that was as even a contest as you're going to find.
Badgers winning 4-0 last night in the opener, fall 2-0 tonight, and going to be some tired, battered, and bruised bodies heading back to that Badger locker room as they took on a veteran and tough Ohio State team that was tied for second place in the Big Ten entering the weekend and needed some points after losing last night to stay in that race, and they get 3 points tonight against the Badgers. Our post-game show coming your way next here from the Kohl Center, we'll have our Everlight Solar player of the game as well as the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Lion Energy. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, have the calls of the game as well, and much more coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation. I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 18. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 15. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
Badgers fall by the final score tonight of 2-0 to Ohio State. The teams split their Big Ten series, and Ian, it just kind of points out, you know, you have the same teams, the same lineups pretty much as from one night to the next, and two games just have a completely different feel in so many different ways, and a different result, obviously, as well.
Yeah, and I think the one glowing statistic that everybody will look at is that the Badgers are 0 for 4 on the power play. We knew coming into this that Ohio State was good on the penalty kill, but on the same token, they were not that great on the power play, and as they go 0 for 2, as Ohio State goes 0 for 2 and Wisconsin goes 0 for 4, there's a differentiation in the game, and it's just that one mistake by the Badger defensemen as they came out and scored a 5-on-5 goal at Ohio State. You got into a position where Tate Singleton is not a guy that you can afford to try and poke check. You have to take the body, and as a result, that was the one goal. Take away that goalie interference goal, you know, you're back to pretty much an exact replica of what we saw last night, except the Badgers were on the strong end of that stick, not the short end.
Time now for our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, who is our Everlight Solar Player of the Game?
Well, I told myself I would never do this again, but I did.
Okay.
Because it leads into the performance of the game also.
All right.
The two players that I thought had outstanding games just because of their penalty-killing ability were Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. Between the two of them, they terrorized the power play, in particular for Ohio State. They had a couple good scoring opportunities. But most importantly, which will lead to the performance of the game, they got into a situation where those two never allowed a shot on net in the Ohio State's second power play. Zero shots on net. And actually, the Badgers had one shorthanded, so.
Well, since you mentioned it then, let's not waste any time as we go from our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar leads us to our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Performance of the game, again, it's that shorthanded kill. And when you take Sam Stang and Mersch on the second unit, but they had a short shift in there, no shots allowed. It just seemed to upbeat no shots allowed on net by Ohio State, and it just seemed to uplift the Badgers, and that penalty kill was monumental.
Looks like we have Badgers head coach Tony Granato joining us down there. Coach, can you hear us all right?
I can, guys.
Coach, appreciate the time. We were just commenting that, how things can change from one night, same player, same teams, and just a different pace, different flow to the game tonight as opposed to last night.
Well, it was tight checking, and it was a playoff-type game. You know, they end up getting the first goal, that obviously we couldn't generate as much as we did last night, but they were sitting on the lead, and they're a good team, man. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. That goalie's goals against average and save percentage, their team defense is solid. When we did get our chances, we had a couple two-on-ones in the second period. We had a couple pucks that looked like they were around the net for us that we jumped on that just didn't go in for us. And like I said, they get that first one, and they close it off pretty good. But, you know, that 5-on-3 early in the game was a big, kill for them. Mm-hmm. But we gave up, if you look at the whole weekend, we gave up 1 5-on-5 goal all weekend.
Yeah.
And it feels bad because it's a split. But defensively and how we played and how we let Jared Moe be outstanding is what we're going to have to do moving forward to win. And in our conference, you got to play tight defensively, and you got to be opportunistic, and you got to stay with your game plan. Tonight, we just didn't find ways to get one by their goalie, but. It was a good weekend of hockey, and so we can't get too demoralized and feel like we wasted anything. It was a 1-0 game until their empty netter.
Yeah, since you'd mentioned the 5-on-3 power play that you had last night, where you'd like maybe to see the puck moved quicker, shot more, not taking as much time with it. Was it the same story tonight, or was it a different reason the 5-on-3?
It was better. I mean, we made our first two plays, got two good rips at the net. Then they get a bounce off of one of the shots that went to net and got a clear. That always is helpful. But they did block a couple shots after that. But we had the first one, we had the rebound and an empty net. Their D made the save for them on the backside. So we did generate better chances on that 5-on-3 today. But there was a power play in the second. I thought we needed to be a little bit crispier on. That could have changed the momentum of the game as well. But. Again, it was good hockey. That's at the top, whatever they are. Seventh, I guess, is the number they're at now. They're going to be there at the end. They're big. They're strong. They're deep. They got four good lines, two high-scoring lines, and two other lines that check really well and skate really well. So, we skated with them and played with them, but just couldn't find a way to get that first goal tonight.
How'd you feel your team handled the, let's say, physical play and extracurriculars that was before and after the whistle that kind of was right from the start tonight on this one?
I thought it was good. I think that's part of their MO is they're not afraid to take penalties, or they want to be physically intimidating. They want to play that way. I thought we stuck in there well. I thought we got a crappy call on the one where we end up going 4-on-4 that they end up scoring the goal on. I thought, we drew the penalty and then they go flying in there and begin all the extra, stuff that goes on, and somehow we came out of it even. So I wasn't happy with that call. But like I said, I think we hung in there, we battled, and we just couldn't score.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck next weekend in South Bend.
Thanks, guys.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Final score tonight, 2-0. Ian, did we get your entire energizing performance crammed in there or not?
Of course. Anytime that I give credit to penalty killers, it's going to be a long-winded situation.
Sure.
But tonight with the loss, we'll cut it short. I'm... a firm proponent of the fact that penalty killers are just as important as power play people.
Well, that was the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Our post-game show continues here from the Kohl Center. When we return, Badgers fall to the Buckeyes by the final of 2-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the #1 national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here at the Kohl Center, where the Badgers fall to the Buckeyes tonight by the final score of 2-0, a series split between these two Big Ten rivals. It was a hard-fought, grinded-out game. Not a lot of results in the offensive department, even in so many other departments as well. We'll reveal that when we get to our statistics. Not a lot of highlights, but we do have a few for you in our calls of the game. Behind the goal line, Guzzo follows up, gets control of the puck, and big number 71 sends it to the far side. A shot from a bad angle through traffic. Mo never saw it. He looked around for a call being interfered with. Instead, it finds the back of the net, and the Buckeyes have the first goal, at least for now. DeSaint Fall gets it back to Strimmel. Got a man with him. That's Lucius. A backhander slides it. Dobish makes the pad save, denying Cruz Lucius, who tried to get it to his backhand and lift it over him, but he couldn't do so. Biggest save of the night for Jakub Dobish. LeMaster slips up on his own accord, gets back to his feet. Puck in his skates momentarily. A centering pass finds its way to Dunlop. Fakes the shot, then puts it right on Jared Moe, who makes a big save for the Badge, being the deficit just one here with 1:12 to go in the third. And a man out front, controlled at the blue line by the Buckeye, sent out front and shot into the net by Davis Burnside from the high slot as the Badgers were caught chasing the puck. Badgers lose by that final score of 2-0 to the Buckeyes in a series split. We'll have all the stats for you, get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badgers fall to 10-14 on the season, 3-11 in Big Ten play. After the 2-0 loss to Ohio State, the Buckeyes improving to 16-9-1 on the season and 9-7 in conference play. Looking at the stats from tonight's contest, as Ian mentioned, the shots on goal, an even 27 apiece between the two teams. Badgers outshoot the Buckeyes in the first and second period, but then it was Ohio State a 9-5 advantage in that third period. Power play opportunities tonight, Ohio State 0-3 with three shots on goal. The Badgers 0-4, including that 5-on-3 opportunity they had in the first period, and that was a big one that went by the wayside, unable to cash in on that in the early going. Penalty minutes 6-20 for Ohio State, 4-8 for the Badgers. Jared Moe making 25 saves for the Badgers a night after posting his third shutout in five games. This time it's Jakob Dobisch, the Ohio State netminder, getting the shutout with 27 saves for the Buckeyes. Scoring in the game, it didn't come until the second period when Tate Singleton at the 6:24 mark, an even strength tally, his sixth of the year from Madison native Mason Lori and Stephen Halliday with the assists. It went that way until the third period, an empty net goal for Davis Burnside, Tyler Duke and Matt Cassidy getting the assists, and that's where we stood with our final tonight by the score of 2-0. When we return to the Kohl Center, we'll have the scores from around the college hockey world for you tonight. Badgers settle for a series split after Ohio State gets the 2-0 win here tonight. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products and save big money right now at Menards. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towel, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now, save big money and receive a $10 mail-in rebate on a single qualifying purchase for $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back inside the Kohl Center after a 2-0 victory for Ohio State over the Badgers here tonight, resulting in a series split between these two Big Ten rivals. And during the break, Ian has been pouring over the scores online to get us updated on everything that's happened in the college hockey world. Well, let's just start in the Big Ten, Ian. What happened tonight in the Big Ten with Penn State, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Minnesota?
Well, what's interesting to me is that nobody wants to tell us the score between Michigan and Minnesota, but according to your technology knowledge, you told me that Michigan won in overtime.
I sleuthed her out. Michigan wins in overtime 5-4 over the Gophers. Both games in that series going to overtime at Mariucci Arena, and the two teams split. Of course, Minnesota leading the Big Ten handily, entered the weekend with a 10-point advantage and pick up an overtime win last night and at least get a point tonight in the overtime loss. How about Notre Dame and Penn State?
Well, Penn State and Notre Dame, you expected kind of a barn bash, whatever you want to call it.
Clash of styles.
Yes, very, very much so. The fact that Penn State won by a score of 3-2 is a little bit surprising because usually they win 9-8 or 6-5 or whatever the case may be, but a 3-2 score makes the split even at Penn State for Notre Dame. So a lot of teams splitting as we go along, which shows the parity of the Big Ten.
Of course, the Badgers will be in South Bend next weekend to take on the Fighting Irish. Looking out east, Canisius and Bentley skate to a 2-2 tie, Bentley winning in the shootout. Mercyhurst falls to American International in overtime 2-1. Niagara over Air Force by the score of 2-1, while Sacred Heart knocks off Holy Cross 4-1. CCHA, Northern Michigan, a 5-2 victory over Bemidji State. Lake Superior State falls at Minnesota State 3-1 in Mankato as that score. And Ferris State and Michigan Tech skate to a 3-3 overtime tie with Ferris winning in the shootout. ECAC, Clarkson a 4-3 win over Union. Harvard falls at Brown 3-2, while number one Quinnipiac is upset at Colgate by the score of 3-2. So we could see a change in the polls next week and who is at the top with some of the other teams chasing number one Quinnipiac in those rankings winning this weekend. We shall see. But Dartmouth, a 4-0 win over Yale. Princeton falls to Cornell 3-2, while RPI wins in overtime over St. Lawrence 4-3. Hockey East, Connecticut with a 3-1 win over UMass. I think this is probably the third time I've said this to you, Ian, this year. I can't believe that UConn's having this kind of season. They're 15-7-2. They're no joke. They're having a good season and a good team in Hockey East.
Well, you get into a situation where I think the transfer portal has been very good to UConn.
Certainly a number of teams doing it that way. Vermont with the upset over Boston College 3-2, while Maine and BU in a game that Ian had a tear in his eye wishing he was at tonight or calling that game. 9-6 was the score. Boston University over Maine. They didn't play with goaltenders, Ian tells me on the scouting report looking at the stat sheet. UMass Lowell 3-2 win over New Hampshire in overtime, while Merrimack is shut out against Northeastern by the score of 1-0. Northeastern the victor. NCHC Western Michigan a 4-1 win over Colorado College, and in a huge weekend clash between number 3 Denver and number 4 St. Cloud State, it is the home team, the St. Cloud State Huskies, getting the sweep, a 2-0 victory tonight with the shutout, and they complete the sweep over the third ranked Pioneers, a team they are chasing in the NCHC standings. Minnesota Duluth knocks off North Dakota 2-1, and Omaha a 2-0 victor over Miami of Ohio. And your, I'm going to give you a drum roll for this, Ian, the non-conference tilt of the weekend, your Long Islanders and Lindenwood. What do you got for a final score there?
Long Island Iced Tea 6.
Yes.
And the Lindenwood Wooden Furniture Manufacturers 4.
I don't believe those are their official nicknames, but I just wanted to set Ian up one more time to say the Long Island Iced Tea 6-4 is the final there. Badger men's basketball game today was postponed due to COVID reasons within the Northwestern program. Badger women's hockey team a 2-1 victory this afternoon at home at Lamont Arena over Minnesota State. Women's basketball team is at Penn State tomorrow. NFL scores, Kansas City beat Jacksonville in the AFC playoffs 27-20, while Philadelphia is leading the New York Giants in the fourth quarter in the NFC playoffs. Our final score here tonight, 2-0 Ohio State over the Badgers. We'll put a final wrap on this one when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Back with you one final time here at the Kohl Center. Badgers fall to the Ohio State Buckeyes 2-0, a weekend split between these two Big Ten rivals. Last night, Ian, we said when the team left the building, lots of joy, lots of smile on their faces, but they were going to quickly need to turn their attention to trying to finish the job tonight as they leave the arena tonight. pain, both mental and physical. Just pain in the loss mentally that you lost a game 2-0 that was scoreboard-wise still there within reach, but also physical because this was a tough, grinding weekend, and especially tonight as well. There's got to be some ice bags on legs and arms and shoulders.
Well, I would imagine that would be the case. But, you know, as physical as the game appeared, it wasn't like it was big hits. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't end-to-end and smack somebody through the end of the... It was just constant body-on-body contact, and that can wear you down just as fast as a big hit can.
As well as a couple of two-handed chops with a stick after the whistle in an arm, shoulder here, a nudge there, and falling on top of you there. I mean, one of those, Carson Banthel, is going to sleep well tonight. He seemed a bit fatigued after it all was said and done.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I mean, I think he's in game shape. He should be in game shape second half of the season, but fact of the matter being is that as soon as he got the puck, there was somebody breathing down his throat, and he just got into a position where every time he got the puck, he had to defend himself along the boards, and that's tough way to make a living.
And Badgers are going to come right back at with this same sort of physical challenge again next weekend on the road against Notre Dame.
Well, I think the learning points of this weekend are is we can play with anybody if we play our game, and they're playing a top 10 team here in Ohio State, and now they have to go to Notre Dame and wipe the slate clean. Hopefully they learn that special teams is a big part of the series, and staying out of the penalty box against a team like Notre Dame or Ohio State is a high priority.
Well, I guess the next couple of weeks you and I can sit back, have a couple of cold beverages, and put it all on Brian Posick's tab down at a local watering hole here and listen to him call the road games before we return to the Colson. How's that sound?
He better do a good job and at least bring home a couple points.
Yeah, we get some points here there, exactly. As always, we thank you for joining us. For tonight, the Badgers fall to Ohio State by the final score of 2-0. For Ian Perrin, our producer Cale Rollins, and our entire Learfield team, we hope you'll be back with us next Friday night when Brian Posick returns to call the Badgers' road trip to South Bend as the Badgers take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, a team they split with 2 weeks ago here at the Kohl Center. Good night from the Kohl Center. Have a great rest of your weekend. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey presented by Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is Matt LeBlanc.
Payne. You're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Biden's attorney says the FBI searched Mr. Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware yesterday and found six more documents containing classification markings. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has that.
This is now the second batch of materials taken from the home by Justice Department investigators as part of this inquiry. The fact that the White House refuses to get ahead of these announcements and says it's cooperating with the Justice Department means that